Wellspun pivots to low-carbon materials with GGBS Venture as profit soars 199%. Wellspun Corp. Limited is making a calculated entry into low-carbon construction materials with a 26% stake in a newly incorporated GGBS manufacturing venture, a move that positions the steel pipe maker at the intersection of industrial waste valorization and the multi-billion-dollar shift towards sustainable building. The company reported a consolidated net profit of 1,046 crore in Q1 FY27, up 199% year-on-year, driven in part by a 547.93 crore one-time gain from divesting its Epic shareholding in Saudi Arabia. The board approved an investment of 26,000 for a 26% stake in Slagcell Private Limited, an entity that will manufacture ground granulated blast furnace slag through the slag granulation process. GGBS, produced by processing blast furnace slag generated during steel production, is increasingly substituting for clinker in cement and concrete applications due to its lower carbon footprint. For Wellspun, the venture creates additional value from industrial byproducts while participating in the shift towards sustainable construction materials. Revenue from operations rose 15% to ₹4,081 crore during the April-June period, reflecting operational momentum even as the company executed its strategic pivot into adjacent value chains. The company did not disclose the planned capacity or total investment outlay for the proposed GGBS facility, a detail that will determine whether this is a toe-in-the-water move or a genuine platform play. The industrial waste valorization opportunity, Wellspun's entry into GGBS manufacturing mirrors a broader global trend, turning industrial byproducts into high-value export commodities. Australia's scrap metal industry offers a parallel case study. What many Australians see as junk has become one of the country's most valuable export resources, with recycled metal flowing to Asia and India to supply raw materials for infrastructure, transport networks, and renewable energy projects. Manjari Recycling, a Victoria-based operation founded in 2007, has grown into one of Australia's largest scrap metal exporters with annual revenues of approximately US$101 million, proving that waste-to-value models can deliver significant economic and environmental returns. GGBS follows a similar logic. Blast furnace slag, historically a disposal problem for steelmakers, becomes a feedstock for low-carbon cement when granulated and ground. The material reduces the carbon intensity of concrete by displacing clinker, the most emissions-intensive component of traditional cement. As India's construction sector faces mounting pressure to decarbonize, GGBS demand is set to accelerate. Wellspun's steel pipe business generates the feedstock, and its new venture monetizes it, capturing value at both ends of the chain. The company's lack of disclosure on capacity and capital allocation is notable. A 26% minority stake suggests Wellspun is hedging execution risk while gaining exposure to a growing market. The $26,000 investment is immaterial relative to Wellspun's balance sheet, but the strategic optionality is significant. If GGBS margins prove attractive, Wellspun can scale its stake. If not, the capital at risk is negligible. Consolidating energy assets to secure operational control separately, Wellspun is acquiring an additional 51% stake in Wellspun Captive Power Generation Limited from promoter group company Wellspun Living Limited for 67.66 crore. Following the transaction, Wellspun Corp's holding in WCPGL will rise from 23% to 74%. Making the captive power generation company a subsidiary. WCPGL, which provides captive power generation services, reported revenue of 109.95 crore in FY26. The acquisition strengthens control over power requirements and improves energy security for Wellspun's operations. In an environment where industrial manufacturers face volatile grid reliability and rising power costs, owning captive generation is a defensive move with offensive upside. The transaction price implies an enterprise value of roughly 90 crore for WCPGL, or 0.8 times trailing sales. That's a discount valuation for a strategic asset, suggesting the promoter group is prioritizing capital allocation efficiency over maximizing intergroup transfer prices. The move also echoes a broader industrial trend. Manufacturers are internalizing energy infrastructure to insulate operations from external volatility. 3M Co., for example, has raised its 2026 sales growth forecast to more than 4.5%, up half a percentage point from April, citing internal performance improvements rather than macro tailwinds. Chairman and CEO Bill Brown told analysts his team's improved outlook reflects confidence in momentum across key end markets and a second-half boost from pricing, characterizing the growth as a combination of both commercial excellence and innovation excellence. The parallel is instructive. Manufacturers that control their inputs, whether energy or raw materials, outperform those dependent on external suppliers. Financial performance and the epic exit Wellspun's Q1 FY27 results reflect both operational strength and opportunistic capital allocation. The 199% year-on-year jump in consolidated net profit was aided by a 547.93 crore gain from the sale of 1,417,280 shares of East Pipes Integrated Company for Industry, EPIC, by its Mauritius-based subsidiary Wellspun Mauritius Holdings Limited. The shares were sold to identified financial investors through negotiated trades on the Tadawul Stock Exchange for SAR 283.46 million, equivalent to approximately 723.55 crore. Strip out the one-time gain, and underlying net profit was roughly 500 crore, still a material improvement over the rupee 350 crore reported in Q1 FY26. Revenue growth of 15% to ₹4.081 crore signals healthy demand for Wellspun's core steel pipe business. The EPIC exit monetizes a Middle East exposure at an opportune time, redeploying capital into higher conviction domestic opportunities like GGBS and captive power. The timing is noteworthy. Global LNG trade reached a record 437 million tons in 2025, up 6.3% year-on-year, and marking the fastest growth since 2022, according to the International Gas Union's World LNG Report 2026. The increase of roughly 25 million tons was driven primarily by rising U.S. supply, alongside higher exports from Qatar, Malaysia, Angola, and Nigeria. However, the outlook for 2026 is more uncertain due to the Middle East conflict affecting Qatar and the UAE, together accounting for a significant share of global liquefaction capacity. Wellspun's decision to exit EPIC now suggests management is de-risking geopolitical exposure, while energy markets remain robust but face near-term headwinds. Market context: positioning ahead of decarbonization mandates India's construction sector is at an inflection point. The government has signaled tighter emissions standards for cement and concrete, and large infrastructure buyers are beginning to specify low-carbon materials in procurement contracts. GGBS adoption is still nascent, but the regulatory and commercial tailwinds are building. Wellspun's entry now positions the company ahead of the curve, capturing market share as demand scales. The global context reinforces the opportunity. Manufacturers worldwide are scrambling to decarbonize supply chains, and construction materials are a primary target. The circular economy model that underpins scrap metal recycling is now extending to industrial byproducts like slag. Australia's experience with scrap metal exports, where old cars and demolished buildings become raw materials for Asia's manufacturing economy, demonstrates that waste-to-value businesses can achieve scale and profitability when aligned with global demand trends. Wellspun's strategy is to monetize byproducts from its existing steel operations while building optionality in a high-growth, low-carbon materials market. The minority stake structure limits capital exposure while providing operational insight. If GGBS margins compress due to competitive entry, Wellspun's downside is capped. If the market develops as expected, the company can scale its stake or vertically integrate into downstream cement blending. The Plaquemium view Wellspun's GGBS venture is less about immediate returns and more about strategic positioning in a market that doesn't yet exist at scale. The company is making a small bet on a big trend: industrial decarbonization driven by regulatory mandates and buyer preferences. The $26,000 investment is trivial, but the optionality is significant. Wellspun is buying a seat at the table in what could become a multi-thousand crore market over the next decade. The real insight here is the margin structure. GGBS manufacturing has attractive unit economics because the feedstock, blast furnace slag, is a waste product with minimal input cost. Processing costs are low, and the end product commands a premium over traditional cement additives due to its carbon reduction credentials. As carbon pricing mechanisms proliferate, that premium will widen. Wellspun is positioning early in a market where first movers will capture disproportionate returns. The captive power acquisition is the defensive counterpart to the GGBS bet. Energy security is a prerequisite for industrial competitiveness in India, where grid reliability remains uneven and power costs are rising. By consolidating WCPGL, Wellspun insulates its operations from external shocks while locking in a cost advantage over competitors dependent on grid power. The combination of energy security and participation in a high-growth, low-carbon materials market is a 1-2 punch that strengthens Wellspun's competitive moat. The epic exit is the cherry on top. Management monetized a geopolitical exposure at an opportune moment, redeploying capital into domestic opportunities with higher long-term returns. The 547.93 crore gain flatters near-term earnings, but the strategic reallocation is the real value driver. Wellspun is exiting a mature, geopolitically volatile market and entering a nascent, structurally growing one. That's textbook capital allocation. The bottom line: Wellspun Corp. is executing a quiet transformation from a pure-play steel pipe manufacturer to a diversified industrial with exposure to low-carbon materials and captive energy. The GGBS venture is a calculated bet on industrial decarbonization. The captive power acquisition is a defensive move to secure operational control, and the epic exit redeploys capital from a mature market into higher conviction opportunities. Revenue growth of 15% and underlying profit growth in excess of 40%, ex-epic gain, signal operational momentum. Institutional capital should watch how Wellspun scale its GGBS stake over the next 12 to 18 months. If the company increases its holding or announces capacity expansion, it will signal that management sees a path to material returns. If the stake remains static, it's a hedge. Either way, Wellspun is positioning ahead of a multi-year decarbonization trend that will reshape India's construction materials market. The companies that move first will capture the value.